This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up third hour, we're going to be joined by the chief instructor from Pace Consulting. His name is Paul Van Dunk. Paul was at SHOT Show. He was the one that debuted the knock for Agency Arms. This is going to be a different kind of gun, and he's going to tell us exactly what a knock is. That's coming up in the third hour. In New York, it appears that Connecticut and New York are in a battle to see which one of the evil gun control twins is going to one-up the other. In the state legislature of New York now, there's a set of companion measures introduced that would ban those whose names appear on the terror watch lists from having a New York firearms permit. The proposals, one in each chamber, would affect both renewals of existing permits and processing of new ones if the applicant is on the list maintained by the Terrorist Screening Center within the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Sponsor, Assemblyman Tom Abinanti, Democrat from Greenberg. Shocker. If you're not safe to fly, you're not safe to have a gun. It's common sense. This terror gap poses a direct threat to the safety and security of all New Yorkers. Abinanti's proposal, A8693, requires those being vetted for a permit in the Empire State Force to first have their identities checked against the combined terror watch list as part of their background check for a license to carry, possess, or repair firearms. I don't know how they're going to check that, because it's a secret list. I don't know how they're going to check it. A companion proposal in the state Senate, Senate 6304, introduced by another Democrat, Brad Hoylman, has identical language in neighboring Connecticut. Of course, Governor Daniel Malloy has promised an executive order last month banning the sale of firearms in the state to those on government watch lists. This will open it up. This will open up the litigation. We'll see where it goes. I hate opening things up to litigation, but then again, that's really the only thing that's coming up. It's the only recourse they have currently. This is going to be a violation of due process, also a violation of the 14th Amendment. This is not, of course, this won't stop them in other parts of the country from calling for action on similar plans. Inside New York, State Senator Rob Ort, Republican from North Tonawanda, has joined with the regional gun rights group Shooters Committee on Political Education to decry the use of the no-fly list in making decisions against lawful firearms possession. These guys keep talking about this list like it's out there. Like it's out there. Like the list is available, you know. Hey, are you on the list? No, but I am. Okay, all right. Ort said in a joint statement, citizens have no notice and limited recourse if they are improperly placed on the list. It's annoying to be told you're unable to enter an aircraft because your name is on a federal no-fly list managed by Washington bureaucrats. And it appears unconstitutional for state police to show up at your house to confiscate your weapons because your name appears on such list. Introduced earlier this month, both bills have been referred to their respective codes committees. Once again, how are they going to... Has anybody ever seen this list? I mean, isn't this list kept from prying eyes? I don't know. In other news, 92 House Democrats here in the United States House of Representatives has asked Obama to halt import of assault weapons. They wrote in the White House, they're asking him to take executive action to ban imports of what they termed to be military-style assault weapons. This was initiated by New York Representative Elliot Engel, because it's his turn, the highest-ranking Democrat on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, signed by 91 other lawmakers in Congress. They applaud the president's recent actions on domestic gun control, which are nothing. They're applauding nothing. And asked the nation's chief executive to increase his restrictions on the importation of firearms from overseas. Engel said, we are all familiar by now how popular weapons like these are among terrorists and mass shooters, said Engel. Syed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik, Robert Deere, Muhammad Abdullah Aziz, and others use semi-automatic assault rifles to kill and wound dozens in the name of their warped ideologies. Stemming the flow of those weapons into the United States would help to temper the danger those weapons pose, and so we thank you for your attention to this urgent matter. It wouldn't work even if he did it. It wouldn't work even if he did it, because we'll just get around it. Well, the gun industry will shift. They will shift and go around it, and they'll start building it here. And, I mean, the stuff that was used in San Bernardino was a California-compliant rifle. It was not an assault weapon. It was a California-compliant AR-15. That's not even an assault weapon. That's why they're California compliant. The Gun Control Act of 1968 restricts the importation of firearms into the country from abroad with some strictly enforced exceptions, including guns that can be made readily adaptable to sporting purposes, as defined by a number of physical features such as size and caliber. In 89 and 98, the Bureau of ATF conducted studies aimed at further defining the sporting purpose test to cover guns used in such traditional tasks as hunting and the shooting sports, while not taking into account guns used in plinking or in practical shooting and self-defense. Now, Elliot and his fellow Democrats are arguing the long-existing guidelines are too broad and needs to be done, and more needs to be done. He said, unfortunately, certain guidance treats these terms too narrowly, focusing only on the inclusion of specific parts and components. Scheme risks losing sight of the threat posed by such powerful weapons, which were designed for the military and clearly have no sporting purpose. Further, focusing on parts and components creates a loophole, here we go again, whereby minor cosmetic changes to a non-sporting weapon can permit its import. The answer, as advocated by this lawmaker, is time to develop a new policy that will strengthen enforcement of the Gun Control Act and eliminate these loopholes. He sent a similar letter to the president in 2014. He called for a ban on importation of all semi-automatic rifles, regardless of caliber. And, he's been down this road before. These kind of proposals and these kind of actions do nothing to make a community safer. Larry Keene of the National Shooting Sports Foundation said, we vigorously oppose attempts by anti-gun groups to further restrict the lawful commerce in firearms by banning popular and commonly owned rifles that law-abiding Americans use for legitimate sporting purposes like target shooting and hunting, not to mention self-protection. I don't really understand what the difference is. This is them. Yes, of course, they're trying to ban a gun. They're trying to ban a class of guns or guns that originate from somewhere. I completely get that, but Their goal is completely, I can see right through it. This has nothing to do with protecting anybody. This has nothing to do with protecting anybody. In any event, when we get back, 9mm versus 40 caliber, this is Lock and Load. Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. Monday evening, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807. 4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. At the end of October in 2015, the FBI announced that it was going to swap out the 40 caliber pistols and ammo now used by its agents, the Glock 22, and replace them with 9mm pistols and ammo, which would be the SIG P320 in 9mm. It's been a very widely discussed decision because in 1986 they blamed the use of 9mm for the deaths of two agents in the 1986 Miami shootout, and decided from there they had to go to something big and powerful and went to the 10mm and then came down to the 40, which is a cut down 10mm. It's also a widely followed decision because the FBI's choice of duty pistol and ammo will likely influence many other law enforcement agencies to give the 9mm jacketed at the hollow point another look. Now, the thing about the 9mm is it has been found that in good quality self-defense ammo, that this has, you know, about that there's not that much difference between this and the 45 and the 40 caliber and some of these other calibers out there as far as what it does to somebody. Now, in January 2013, in the issue of Police, there was an article called Stopping Power, Myths, Legends, and Realities, in which the various wound ballistics performance of popular pistol calibers was discussed. And it was looked at through the eyes of a trauma surgeon and a tactical medical specialist. His advice then and now is that when it comes to claims about the effectiveness of handgun ammo, don't believe the hype. Instead, look at the hard facts. And now that you have the FBI decision to go back to 9mm, this has ignited another round of debate about caliber effectiveness. So let's look at some real-world performance of 9mm and 40 caliber rounds in terms of wound ballistics. One of the least understood concepts in all wound ballistics is stopping power. So let's define the concept of stopping power. The definition of stopping power for law enforcement should be a particular ammo's effectiveness to render a person unable to offer resistance or remain a threat to the officer, an intended victim, or self. How does different kinds of ammo do this? You have two options. You can cause a really large round you can use a really large round at a very high velocity, like the 30mm cannon rounds from an Apache. And that produces substantial kinetic energy, or you can place your shot where it has the most effect. For a law enforcement officer, it's going to be shot placement. A handgun round shot at the shirtless torso of a person causes a degree of injury due to the body absorbing the bullet's energy and dispersing it in front of and around the path of the round. Projectile also tears through the tissue. This means that the kinetic energy of the round will create another permanent, both a permanent cavity and to a much lesser extent, a temporary cavity. But handgun ammunition only has acceptable stopping power if the round hits a vital structure that would stop the target from continuing the fight. In measurement, 9mm is 9.01 millimeters wide. The 40 is 10.2. Velocity is within, you know, about 50 feet per second of each other. Expansion is within about 0.04 inches of each other. Now, in order for a handgun round to work, to be a quick stopper, it has to hit something like the brainstem or injure a significant amount of brain tissue or cause extreme rapid exsanguination. Okay? You got to get them to bleed out quick. From a wound ballistics perspective, the diameter of the handgun round translates into the permanent cavity. the direct tissue impact or what is actively injured by the projectile as it passes through tissue. If there is a blood vessel that is injured, the larger the hole or injury relates to the volume of blood that is able to leave the vascular system in a period of time. In the case of stopping a threat, faster is better. In a headshot, the amount of brain tissue disrupted by a round produces varying degrees of incapacitation unless the brain stem is hit. So the 9mm to 40 caliber, there's not a big difference there. If they both expand very close to each other, there's not a large enough difference to account for a larger degree of tissue injury. The difference between non-expanded rounds is small as well. Coming back to shot placement or wounding accuracy and the potential number of rounds required to increase or maximize the odds of injuring the body of a threat in such a way as to render the person incapacitated, they're pretty close. Shooting accuracy is affected by stress, so I don't really know how much you can get out there and try to train to maximize that. Bruce Siddle from Sharpening the Warrior's Edge says stress is a matter of perception, and perceptions can be changed through the training process. By training to deal with more stressful situations and not training until you get it right, but training so you don't get it wrong, you have a much better chance of accurate hits under stressful conditions. So once again, shot placement. This is critical. Shot placement is critical. Having more rounds in your pistol's magazine increases the potential for accurate shots. This is why the FBI chose the change to the 9mm round. It does have a higher round count. The P320 has a 17-round magazine. From a trauma surgeon's perspective, both the 9mm and the 40 can wound, injure, incapacitate, or kill. But it's all going to be about shot placement. It doesn't really matter what you have going downrange. It's going to be about shot placement because we're using handguns. We're talking handguns here. There was an FBI report of an officer involved shooting in November of 2006. The assailant was shot in the chest and abdomen with a 180 grain 40 caliber modern hollow point, as well as 223 rounds from an M4. On autopsy, it was discovered he had been shot 17 rounds with 11 rounds exiting his body. Despite all of those wounds, he struggled with officers attempting to handcuff him before he exsanguinated, before he bled out. 17 rounds, and he's still fighting. So, I mean, you know, and some of these were M4 rounds, 223, 556, whatever you want to call it. Interesting stuff. We will be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday evening. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I want to talk a little bit about presidential politics. In the last few days, National Review has published an issue that is coming out 100% anti-Trump, which is okay. They can be anti-Trump as the day is long. However, here is the thing that they're doing that I find it to be malfeasant, in fact. They're supposed to be the conservative pundits, okay? But because of what's going on right now, they feel like they have to rush in and correct the thought processes of the conservative masses because they see many things in the pro-Trump movement that discomfort them. And yet the elite brain trust of conservatives with the editorial positions, contributor contracts at Fox News, are doubling down on something they waited too late to go do. I mean, you know, this is too late about it. This is not about Donald Trump either, okay? What this my problem here is with the pundits and their increasingly amplified inability to read what's going on in the nation. The conservative pundits now, in a lot of cases, are falling to the same malady that the liberals are falling to. Now, why do so many people prefer Trump over the two dozen alternatives they had offered to him? That's the first question. It's not simple insanity. It's not bigotry or dumb people taking over the GOP. On the contrary, even the National Review Online authors seem to acknowledge a few truths about the hordes of people across America who they have classified correctly or incorrectly as conservative base. They figured out that constituencies are angry. They're angry because they feel let down. They view recent years as times of betrayal. They're not that impressed by the dogma right now, and they're now open to someone, specifically Trump, though it could have been anyone who came along at the right time with the right media savvy. It just happens to be Trump. And maybe he wouldn't have even had to have agreed with the ideology. He's hitting the points. He's hitting the emotional points, but, you know, it could have been anybody. It could have been any of the two dozen alternatives who are too busy being completely shin deep in the dogma. There's a point they won't go beyond. They won't get out and talk about certain things. Just before the 2012 primary season, there were two groundswell movements. You had the Occupy movement and you had the Tea Party movement. The Occupy movement were the lefties, and they were screaming about a lot of things, but they didn't go into the specifics. Tea Party came fully armed with the minutiae and the stats and everything else down to a very tiny microscopic degree of detail. This primary season is going to be a different game. Now you've got the Sanders people, Colonel Sanders' people. They speak in percentages and name the banks and the super PACs they plan to dismantle. And the people on the Trump side just want something done. They want the immigration stopped. They want this stopped. They want a wall built. They want a lot of things done, but nothing specific. What they're looking for is a whole new order. What you basically see, though, is a rejection of the traditional, what has been up to this point, the traditional wonkery, if you will. And this is probably a sign that everybody's tired of hearing from the wonks as well. When Trump is scoffing at politically correct people, he means the people at National Review Online as well. He might mean me for all I know. The push against these commentators is shocking because for a long time this seemed unthinkable. The conservative literati have dominated Facebook walls and Twitter feeds and talk radio and all of this other stuff. And a lot of people have discovered a lot of things. One of the reasons I do what I do is I discovered one thing a long time ago. You know, talk radio is full of conservatives, and your top talkers are conservative. And apparently they're not reaching enough people to make a change. There's no change happening. The conservatives are preaching to the choir. Now, I'm conservative. I'm as conservative as anybody out there. However, I don't see the change happening either. I'm just watching things continue to swell and continue to get out there to, you know, critical mass, and something's going to pop sooner. And when that happens, I'm not going to be standing there getting out there and trying to say things like vernacular and rhetoric and ad hominem and all these other big words. I'm going to be racking around into my chamber because my definition of what I have to be now will have changed. A lot of the pundits on both sides have always assumed that the followers' trust and patronage would last indefinitely. In the time of the ascendancy of talk radio, this is not an indictment of talk radio. Talk radio is doing everything that we can. It's just that what we're reaching has plateaued. We've had the Clinton impeachment. We've had the hanging chads. We've had 9/11 and Iraq and Katrina and Pelosi in charge of the House and Obama and the stimulus and Obamacare and Benghazi and EIEIO. And through all of this, we've had the same talking heads. (Clears throat) sort of like a lamp that's been drilled into a floor of a house, even though the house has been dismantled and put back together many times around it. You get some lip service to religion and social values. Over and over again, you hear the same thing, free markets and Constitution. Most conservatives have a general sense that individuals should be decent, self-reliant, God-fearing. These traits intrinsic to the earliest roots, but they don't own businesses. They want a functioning government that helps people who need help. They decide tough issues based on right and wrong, not on clauses of the nation's founding document. They don't want to live in a world where everything is for sale to the highest bidder. Trump is not the best purveyor of these principles, but he is the common man's weapon against the thought leaders who've been betraying the principles for over 20 years. And payback is a you-know-what. We could ask what happened. You know, the conservative world has a relationship between opinion makers and readership that's the converse of the liberal world, but the vast majority of intellectuals are left of center. And there are many liberal writers fighting over a small number of liberal readers. There's very few right-wing writers and enormous numbers of conservative people. And these conservative readers tend to be busy people who spend their days working, raising a family, etc. They catch up on the news when they can, usually with writers whose names they recognize. David Horowitz, Bill O'Reilly, Rush Limbaugh. Because they like to build a trusting relationship with their sources of commentary, even if they don't actually meet them. We've complained a lot about the way liberal things have happened, but in a lot of ways, there have been a lot of people that have let it metastasize, to use the phrase, if you will. So, what's happening today is a lot of people that have been listening to certain people have stopped listening because they've heard it all before. We will be right back.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The presidency had LBJ. Now meet another presidential aspirant, LBG. Little Big Gulp. You probably know him as the ex-mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg. He is a very small man, and he has a very big wallet, and his ego is bigger than his wallet. And he doesn't like big sodas. He successfully pushed for a 2012 ban on pop larger than 16 ounces, applicable to most businesses, but which was overturned by the courts as arbitrary and capricious. It most certainly was. Maybe, as comedian-cum-commentator Dennis Miller put it, Little Big Gulp didn't like Big Gulps because he had to look up at the rim. Whatever the case, he also has big ambitions because now he's considering a third-party presidential run. Hilarity ensues. We live in an unprecedented political age this year with Donald Trump running the tables on the GOP side. Bolshevik Bernie is giving Bill Clinton's 527th favorite woman all kinds of heartburn. Little Big Gulp thinks his time may have come. He can give Americans that moderate, sane choice. That's the way he's thinking. And what a choice Little Big Gulp would be. New York values do exist, and if you want them, LBG has that trademark. As an internet commentator put it Sunday, it would be comment of the week
If you combine his words with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's to create a campaign slogan, you'd have you only need a 16-ounce soda to kill a deer. Beside his, you know, his hatred for large drinks, he's staunchly pro-abortion, pro-faux marriage, pro-homosexual agenda, pro-amnesty, and pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro anti-gun control. Or anti-gun, excuse me. Or gun control. Pro-gun control, whichever way you want to put it. However, what he is not a professional at is he is not very good at reading America outside of the Big Apple. And LBG would be very surprised to learn exists and does vote somewhat differently than they do there in Gotham City. Ego is a funny thing, though. Thousands of years ago, you had pharaohs fancying themselves gods. Today, you have scientists supposing they're great philosophers or theologians. And you've got liberal billionaires who think big bank accounts equate to big ideas and big electoral chances. Now, Little Big Gulp did buy the Big Apple mayorship. And it said he might drop $1 billion on a presidential bid, but so has Donald Trump. He's already, and Barack Obama's already done that. It's already been done. It's not nothing new. He might want to ponder that old commercial for a Wall Street brokerage house in which ex-NBA star Shaquille O'Neal clumsily tries performing ballet in a leotard. The voiceover goes, just because you're good at one thing doesn't mean you're good at everything. Now, Little Big Gulp did know how to make billions and billions and billions of dollars, and no denying that. And what some gifted people don't grasp, however, and this is generally owing to a lack of humility, is that a lot of them are a whole lot like idiot savants. They're as stupid in everything else as they are as stupendous in their wheelhouse. LBG is also a guy that actually said in 2014, I'm telling you, if there's a God, when I get to heaven, I'm not stopping to be interviewed. I am heading straight in. I've earned my place in heaven. It's not even close. Because God couldn't possibly have a different standard for right and wrong than Little Big Gulp. And if there are a few minor areas of disagreement, I'm sure Little Big Gulp will set God straight. Perhaps his conception of heaven is a place just like New York City, except without fat people and without the need for his armed bodyguards and with very, very, very small carbonated beverages. And as for heaven here on earth, that's been waiting for a Little Big Gulp presidency. I'm sure Mr. and Mrs. Middle America, you know. These are the ones that Obama says cling to guns or religion against people who aren't like them. Just can't wait for a pro-abortion, pro-faux marriage, pro-homosexual agenda, pro-amnesty, pro-gun control, de facto atheist. Either that or he'll draw a few votes away from the Democrat nominee as he makes Ralph Nader appear as an electoral phenomenon and reality makes him feel about 2 feet tall, which it said is about 50% less than his actual height. By all means, Bloomberg, run. Little humility wouldn't hurt you. Your 32-ounce cup will runneth over. Indeed. Liberals are saying that since Hillary did not actually hand over secret data to someone, she's not guilty of anything. They also use that reasoning to say that her case is nothing like that of General David Petraeus, who's found guilty of mishandling classified information. Now, essentially, their position is if Petraeus had brought home top secret SAP documents and left them on his dining room table in a neighborhood with a large number of recent robberies and then gone on vacation for a few years, he would have done nothing wrong. It also says that if he had just removed the classification markings from the data he shared, then he would have done nothing wrong. But isn't it sort of hard to imagine anyone in the national security community or the military or even the FBI or your local police department thinking that if Petraeus had done either of those things, he'd be legally free and clear? Hillary is guilty for essentially two reasons. By not properly marking material, she made it likely the classified data would be spread. And by placing classified data on an insecure system, she made it likely the classified data would be stolen. Not properly marking data in an email can easily lead to the following scenario. She forwards an improperly marked email to a subordinate. The subordinate assumes the data is unclassified since it is unmarked. They share the information with the press or with coworkers, believing that they, the subordinate, aren't doing anything wrong. So it's likely that she either knowingly disregarded the rules or that she was grossly negligent in understanding what she needed to know in order to be Secretary of State, given that mishandling classified data could lead to the deaths of Americans or American agents. Given the ubiquity of hacking these days, especially by foreign governments, it's given that any data on a private computer connected to the Internet is likely to be accessible to bad actors, such as Pakistani intelligence. So putting classified data on a computer associated with the Internet is tantamount to putting it on Facebook. Hillary's guilty, and she should be treated as such. Given one of her emails accessible from the computers of everyone she ever emailed, that would make it easy for threats to find her server. Even without access to such an email, there's always ways to find people's email accounts. So it would have been easy for any threat actor to find her server and then break through its security and access her emails. And for these two reasons, her actions are far worse than Petraeus, since the person that Petraeus shared the data with had a security clearance, and as far as we know, the data was not exposed to outside hackers. And Hillary's actions exposed far more classified information than Petraeus' actions did. Everything that he had was physical. It was not digital. And therein lies the difference. During World War II, average citizens were told that loose lips sink ships because everyone thought that spies could be listening. In the hyper-connected cyber world where Beijing is a few milliseconds away from every bit of data connected to the Internet, that saying is even truer today. Hour number two coming up. We'll be right back. Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.